So I included three images. There are three images in this show that the pride piece, the very first image that hits you when you come in, and then there are two other images of protests that were taken actually at the Queer Liberation March, and that happened downtown. And people are, you know, someone asks, okay, why is it in the show? Why is it? You know, I see it myself as one who is very much present in Harlem. I think that was the only time I'd kind of stepped away because I usually go down to the Pride March, but this year the Queer Liberation March was a different march, and it was a different, like I said, post George Floyd, there was a different energy. And I wanted to go and see and experience what was going on there. And what I saw was beautiful. I saw, protests and energy being led by people of color. I saw a lot of women I saw a lot of trans people in leadership. I saw that this movement was young. This movement also was intergenerational, but it's a sense where it had different shades and different faces, but it was being led, in a very diverse way. And I think, I was struck by those moments. So I include them in the show, and I also include them with just a little bit of a pop of queer color, you know, for some pride love there. So, those are the pieces that I think that also I wanted to say that the whole movement as I was experiencing it as one from Harlem was one that was a broad cross section that was happening in the city, happening in Harlem, but it was a broad cross section of gender. A lot of women led, a lot of female led energy. There was a cross section of, race as well. And as well as a cross section of generations. So I loved seeing the older, members of our community just standing and seeing and witnessing what was happening. And I just always wonder what's going through your mind right now as you see this new awakening happening in protests filling the streets, just protests bursting out, and happening in just random moments, it felt like. And the man with the fist standing there and watching that, or the man with the cane who's walking along, and witnessing the youth being present in the space. I just always wondered, okay, this is a fulfillment or is this a continuation? I wonder what they thought in those moments.